Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm perfect. How are you?
Fantastic, as they say.
Oh, are you fantastic because you're intending to be fantastic?
I've learned a lot about that word. It is true. When we intend to be excited and grateful and happy and joyful and all that stuff, it comes to us.
Well, according to your latest article, it comes to us automatically.
I believe it.
Yeah, so the power of intent and the pain from the lack thereof. That's your title, and the reason why I'm calling is because I think there's some discussion that we should have around this, because I think with the article that you've written, we're back into the territory of language and what words mean to people and what they don't mean to people. And you're using a couple words in here, like intent, that I really think would benefit from some definition. What do you mean by intent? How do you intend? Is it an adjective? Is it a noun? You know, how do people intend?
Well, it's intention, the power of intending to do something. And I guess my definition of that, and a difference to me, I have used words in the past like commitment. You know, if you're going to make a commitment, meaning that there's no way you're not going to get this done, you're committing to do it. That's a word I've liked in the past, but at the same time, it has a, to me now, has a feeling of being onerous. You know, it's like, oh no, it's like, I think I, that was the article I said that to people, if they were anything like me, like if I hear words like good habits or even promises or commitments or setting goals or self discipline, all those words to me, really, when I read them, and that's why it came to me, I think it's I turn off. That's it. I'm not going to read through a bunch of stuff with a bunch of rules of what I got to do. You know, and they're rules. They're like, I think it's one of the reasons why I never make New Year's resolutions. I always feel like resolutions are going to be things that you just never follow through with. Yet, when I intend to do something, and like forgiveness for one time, okay, no way am I going to hold this against this person. You know, I forgive them. Okay, that's an intent. I hope I'm explaining it rather than just rambling on, but then all of a sudden it happens, and it's like the power comes to me to forgive. You know, I don't know how many times you've heard people say, well, I can forgive, but I can't forget. And I came up with my dear psychiatrist friend years ago and said, look, there's a way to both forgive and forget. And the problem with you people, and I was saying you people to him about the mental health profession, or what they call the helping profession, is they're caught up in the fact, well, you can't forgive because you can't stop your emotions. Well, that's baloney. You can change your emotions, and there's a perfect formula for doing so. You can forget what somebody did if you intend to forget it and to forgive it.
And right. This is very helpful, because, you know, the classic definition of intent is either the legal definition or an adjective. In other words, you're giving something your attention and focus. You know, and the legal definition is referring to the state of a person's mind when they're physically in the action of doing something. So, but you're expanding this word to mean something different. At least what I'm taking it is that when you intend something, you don't have any, there's no exercise or something to be done. Whereas when
there's no method. I have no, it means, in fact, that's what I mean by it. Oh, I'm glad you did this. That's perfect. That's exactly what I mean. I have no strategy. I have no wherewithal to do it. Like, you know, you've hollered at me in the past about I'm always belly aching about the fact that I've been divorced more than once and that I've failed at businesses more than once and so on. And what came to me this week and why I wrote the article was, wait a minute. You know, those things, I'm not going to quit saying them because there's power in it, because the power is that I don't know how. And the how gets provided for me. It's why I love my little strategy I tell people, you know, which is, what now? I ask, what now? I'm asking God or the universe or, you know, by whatever other name, you know, the spirit parent. I'm saying, okay, look, I want this to happen. I intend for it to happen. I don't know how, so you show me how. And between that and my mental mastermind, you know, my imaginary 10 guys who are no longer imaginary, but they're just as real as they ever were, you know, and they keep coming to life in more force daily, things get done. And they come to me automatically how to do it. And the how changes all the time, because the how is a static thing. If I set out to discipline myself, well, I'm going to do this, 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 and this every day until I get this, this, and this. You know, these are, quote, action terms, you know. Well, if somebody gives me that stuff, I'll never get off the starting blocks.
Because you come face to face with your resistance, your internal resistance?
Yeah,
or?
I think so. I just know me. I don't follow through. And I also know me that, I'm going to confess something that's very, very silly, maybe sounding to anyone else, but this is a perfect illustration. I have an older daughter. She's in her 60s. And she has not spoken to me for, better than 20 years, anyway. And she refuses to speak to me, and there's some religious overtones, but it isn't, that's an excuse for her, because I know she hasn't forgiven me for the way she believes I treated her mother. And from her perspective, I walked out on her mother. Well, nothing's ever that simple. And, you know, someday she's going to have to own up and see it if she wants to get past it. I can't take the responsibility, I said to myself, for all these years. There's no way I can do anything about this. That's lack of intent, okay? So what happened this week was, all of a sudden I was faced with the words in my article, a power of intent. Wait a minute, I'm preaching here and I'm not living it. Okay, I have no idea how to do this, but I do intend to take the responsibility for building a conversation or a platform for a conversation with my daughter again. And as soon as I did that, I said, I don't know how to do this, but you know how, so I'm just going to dump it in your lap. But I intend to have this happen. Holy cow, I've been given 10 different strategies, if you would, already, but there's no legalistic hold those strategies have on me, because I'm not worried about it. that's just old ego me trying to come up with the way to do it. It's just an ego thing. I realize it. And I also realize that if I pursue it that way, I'll fail. But I'll know that the right one will come to me. And what's more is circumstances will arise that make it simple as pie so that I can begin having communication with my oldest daughter again. Long, drawn-out explanation, but, you know, that's what I mean by intent, and that's what I mean by automatically. There's no way I'm making it's not a commitment in the old sense of the word. That has these onerous, legalistic overtones to me that make me run away. And it's just a trust that the right way will be given to me, and when the right way, because I've intended it, I'll follow through with it automatically. Wasn't it in this article I used the example of my getting back into exercise and running and so forth?
Sure, that's exactly what you do. But again, you use language in the article that really needed this definition. So, for example, you say automatically results were achieved automatically and effortlessly. Well, that's the promise of every diet pill and workout program and, you know, those types of words.
Nobody follows through.
Well, hang on, let me finish. Let me finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm excited.
I can tell. Those are the type of words that make me run in the other direction. You know, you have words like, okay, goal setting, and if you just do these things, and those make you turn around and run away. Well, effortlessly and automatically are words that I go, come on. Who are you trying to kid? Nothing happens effortlessly. Somebody has to do something. That's the world we live in. It's a three-dimensional world. You have to lift a finger, think a thought. Those are all things. They're not automatic or effortless. Something's happening.
I have to get in the car and start it and head for the gym.
That's right. You have to put on your jogging trunk.
Yep, and I gotta push the button that says start.
Yeah.
Treadmill.
Right. What you really mean is that you don't have to fight yourself to do it.
Oh, here we go. This is back to the old Brad and Ryan routine. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. That's exactly what I mean. And I didn't know it until you said it.
Yeah. Well, perfect. We've solved the mystery then.
Yeah, wow. Great. It's a great word, isn't it?
It is. If it's taken in the correct context, right? The results are achieved automatically and effortlessly. And what the effortlessness is that you don't have to beat yourself up or guilt yourself or force yourself or, you know, diet. What an awful word.
Those things don't work anyway. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta. So I find it funny though that we are so much different. Goal setting is has a totally opposite effect on me. So let me give an example. My son says to me a couple weeks ago, hey, Dad, remember last year you were talking about doing the Tough Mudder? You still want to do it? And I'm thinking to myself, no, not really. I don't really want to jog 12 miles in an obstacle course and climb through mud and you know, do all that sort of stuff and train. Well, actually, I wouldn't mind doing it, but I don't want to do the training. And yet, when my son asks me to participate in something with him, and with his brothers, and we go as a team, that makes it effortless for me. All of a sudden, all those, I don't really want to do this, are erased by the thought of participating in sharing in this challenge with my son. So,
there it is. Wow.
Yeah, the effortless came about from a different perspective, right? All I did was shift my position on how I'm looking at my training, and you shift your position by not looking at it. by just going, I intend. Right? So we have different methods to accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, true. Yeah, this is exciting.
Yeah, I can tell you're excited. But I think we've accomplished what we intended to, or what I intended to, I hope to, with that is just to get some clarity and definition around some of the words that you're using in your article. Because, you know, when I first read it, I thought to myself, what the heck? Oh my gosh, what's he going on about? That's ridiculous. But now I'm clear. Your word, how you apply the word intention and how I see it, were, up until shortly, a few minutes ago, totally different.
That's exciting.
And hopefully it's exciting for our audience as well.
I do too. And I guess with this, we're done. And wait a minute. This is how I used to halt my hour-long sermons, you know. And with this, I close, and I could see people saying, oh, thank God, you know. And so with this, we close, huh?
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah. Hey, love you, buddy. Thanks so much for the call.
Love you, too. Talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, bye-bye.